2 Kings 15 through 16. In the 27th year of Jeroboam, king of Israel, Azariah, son of Amaziah, king of Judah, became king. He was 16 years old when he became king, and he reigned for 52 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Jechaliah of Jerusalem. He did what was right in the sight of the Lord, in accordance with everything that his father Amaziah had done. Only the high places were not eliminated. The people still sacrificed and burned incense on the high places. And the Lord afflicted the king, so that he had leprosy to the day of his death. And he lived in a separate house, while Jotham, the king's son, was in charge of the household, judging the people of the land. Now, as for the rest of the acts of Azariah and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Judah? And Azariah lay down with his fathers, and they buried him with his fathers in the city of David, and his son Jotham became king in his place. In the 38th year of Azariah, king of Judah, Zechariah the son of Jeroboam became king over Israel in Samaria for 6 months. He did evil in the sight of the Lord, just as his father had done. He did not desist from the sins of Jeroboam the son of Nebat, into which he misled Israel. Then Shallum the son of Jabesh conspired against him, and struck him in the presence of the people, and killed him, and reigned in his place. Now as for the rest of the acts of Zechariah, behold, they are written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel. This is the word of the Lord which he spoke to Jehu, saying, Your sons to the fourth generation shall sit on the throne of Israel. And so it was. Shallum, the son of Jabesh, became king in the 39th year of Uzziah, king of Judah, and he reigned for 1 month in Samaria. Then Menahem, the son of Gadi, went up from Tirzah and came to Samaria, and struck Shallum, the son of Jabesh, in Samaria, and killed him, and became king in his place. Now as for the rest of the acts of Shallum and his conspiracy which he formed, behold, they are written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel. Then Menahem attacked Tipsah, and all who were in it and its borders from Tirzah, because they did not open up to him. So he attacked it and ripped up all its women who were pregnant. In the 39th year of Azariah, king of Judah, Menahem, the son of Gadi, became king over Israel, and reigned for 10 years in Samaria. He did evil in the sight of the Lord for all his days, and did not desist from the sins of Jeroboam the son of Nebat, into which he misled Israel. Pul, the king of Assyria, came against the land, and Menahem gave Pul 1,000 talents of silver, so that his hand might be with him to strengthen the kingdom under his rule. Then Menahem collected the money from Israel, from all the mighty men of wealth, from each man 50 shekels of silver, to pay the king of Assyria. So the king of Assyria returned and did not stay there in the land. Now as for the rest of the acts of Menahem and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel? And Menahem lay down with his fathers, and his son Pekahiah became king in his place. In the 50th year of Azariah king of Judah, Pekahiah the son of Menahem became king over Israel in Samaria, and reigned for 2 years. He did evil in the sight of the Lord. He did not desist from the sins of Jeroboam son of Nebat, into which he misled Israel. Then Pekah, the son of Remaliah, his officer, conspired against him and struck him in Samaria, in the castle of the king's house, with Argob and Ariah. And with him were 50 men of the Gileadites, and he killed him and became king in his place. Now as for the rest of the acts of Pekahiah and everything that he did, behold, they are written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel. In the 52nd year of Azariah, king of Judah, Pekah, the son of Remaliah, became king over Israel in Samaria, and he reigned for 20 years. He did evil in the sight of the Lord. He did not desist from the sins of Jeroboam, son of Nebat, into which he misled Israel. In the days of Pekah, the king of Israel, Tiglath-Pileser, king of Assyria, came and took Ijon, Abel-Beth-Makkah, Genoa, Kadesh, Hazor, Gilead, and Galilee, all the land of Naphtali, and he led their populations into exile to Assyria. And Hoshea, the son of Elah, formed a conspiracy against Pekah, the son of Remaliah, and struck him and put him to death, and he became king in his place, in the 20th year of Jotham, the son of Uzziah. Now as for the rest of the acts of Pekah and all that he did, behold, they are written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel. In the 2nd year of Pekah, the son of Remaliah, king of Israel, Jotham, the son of Uzziah, king of Judah, became king. He was 25 years old when he became king, and he reigned for 16 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Jerusha, the daughter of Zadok. He did what was right in the sight of the Lord. He acted in accordance with everything that his father Uzziah had done. Only the high places were not eliminated. The people still sacrificed and burned incense on the high places. He built the upper gate of the house of the Lord. Now as for the rest of the acts of Jotham which he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Judah? In those days the Lord began to send Rezin the king of Aram and Pekah the son of Remaliah against Judah, and Jotham lay down with his fathers, and he was buried with his fathers in the city of his father David, and his son Ahaz became king in his place. In the 17th year of Pekah the son of Remaliah, Ahaz the son of Jotham, king of Judah, became king. Ahaz was 20 years old when he became king, and he reigned for 16 years in Jerusalem, and he did not do what was right in the sight of the Lord his God, as his father David had done, but he walked in the way of the kings of Israel, and he even made his sons pass through the fire, in accordance with the abominations of the nations whom the Lord had driven out before the sons of Israel. And he sacrificed and burned incense on the high places, on the hills, and under every green tree. Then Rezin, the king of Aram, and Pekah, the son of Remaliah, king of Israel, went up to Jerusalem for war, and they besieged Ahaz, but were not capable of fighting him. At that time, Rezin, king of Aram, restored Elath to Aram, and drove out the Judeans away from Elath. And the Arameans came to Elath, and have lived there to this day. So Ahaz sent messengers to Tiglath-Pileser, king of Assyria, saying, I am your servant and your son. Come up and save me from the hand of the king of Aram, and from the hand of the king of Israel, who are rising up against me. And Ahaz took the silver and gold that was found in the house of the Lord, in the treasuries of the king's house, and sent a gift to the king of Assyria. So the king of Assyria listened to him, and the king of Assyria went up against Damascus, and captured it, and led the people of it into exile to Kir, and put Rezin to death. Now King Ahaz went to Damascus to meet Tiglath-Pileser, king of Assyria, and he saw the altar which was at Damascus. And King Ahaz sent Urijah the priest the pattern of the altar and its model, according to all its workmanship. So Urijah the priest built an altar according to everything that King Ahaz had sent from Damascus. In that way Urijah the priest made it, before the coming of King Ahaz from Damascus. And when the king came from Damascus, the king saw the altar. Then the king approached the altar and went up to it, and burned his burnt offering and his meal offering, and poured out his drink offering, and sprinkled the blood of his peace offerings on the altar. And the bronze altar, which was before the Lord, he brought from the front of the house, from between his altar and the house of the Lord, and he put it on the north side of his altar. Then King Ahaz commanded Urijah the priest, saying, Upon the great altar burn the morning burnt offering, the evening meal offering, the king's burnt offering, and his meal offering, with the burnt offering of all the people of the land, their meal offering, and their drink offerings, and sprinkle on it the blood of the burnt offering and the blood of the sacrifice. But the bronze altar shall be for me, for making inquiries, So Urijah the priest acted in accordance with everything that King Ahaz commanded. Then King Ahaz cut off the border of the stands, and removed the wash basin from them. He also took down the sea from the bronze oxen which were under it, and put it on a pavement of stone, and the covered way for the Sabbath which they had built in the house, and the outer entry of the king he removed from the house of the Lord, because of the king of Assyria. Now as for the rest of the acts of Ahaz which he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Judah? So Ahaz lay down with his fathers, and was buried with his fathers in the city of David, and his son Hezekiah reigned in his place. John 19. So Pilate then took Jesus and had him flogged, and the soldiers twisted together a crown of thorns and placed it on his head, and put a purple cloak on him. And they repeatedly came up to him and said, "Hail, King of the Jews!" and slapped him in the face again and again. And Pilate came out again and said to them, "See, I am bringing him out to you, so that you will know that I find no grounds at all for charges in his case." Jesus then came out, wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe, and Pilate said to them, "Behold the man." So when the chief priests and the officers saw him, they shouted, saying, "Crucify! Crucify!" Pilate said to them, "Take him yourselves and crucify him, for I find no grounds for charges in his case." The Jews answered him, "We have a law, and by that law he ought to die, because he made himself out to be the Son of God." Therefore, when Pilate heard this statement, he was even more afraid, and he entered the praetorium again, and said to Jesus, "Where are you from?" But Jesus gave him no answer. So Pilate said to him, "Are you not speaking to me? Do you not know that I have the authority to release you, and I have the authority to crucify you?" Jesus answered him, "You would have no authority over me at all if it had not been given to you from above. For this reason, the one who handed me over to you has the greater sin." As a result of this, Pilate made efforts to release him. But the Jews shouted, saying, "If you release this man, you are not a friend of Caesar. Everyone who makes himself out to be a king opposes Caesar." Therefore, when Pilate heard these words, he brought Jesus out, and sat down on the judgment seat at a place called the pavement, but in Hebrew, Gabbatha. Now it was the day of preparation for the Passover. It was about the sixth hour, and he said to the Jews, "Look, your king." So they shouted, "Away with him, away with him, crucify him." Pilate said to them, "Shall I crucify your king?" The chief priests answered, "We have no king except Caesar." So he then handed him over to them to be crucified. They took Jesus, therefore, and he went out carrying his own cross to the place called the Place of the Skull, which in Hebrew is called Golgotha. There they crucified him, and with him two other men, one on either side, and Jesus in between. Now Pilate also wrote an inscription and put it on the cross. It was written, "Jesus the Nazarene, the King of the Jews." Therefore, many of the Jews read this inscription, because the place where Jesus was crucified was near the city. And it was written in Hebrew, Latin, and in Greek. So the chief priests of the Jews were saying to Pilate, "Do not write, 'The King of the Jews.' Rather write, 'He said I am the King of the Jews.'" Pilate answered, "What I have written, I have written." Then the soldiers, when they had crucified Jesus, took his outer garments and made four parts, a part to each soldier, and the tunic also. But the tunic was seamless, woven in one piece. They said to one another, "Let's not tear it, but cast lots for it, to decide whose it shall be." This happened so that the scripture would be fulfilled, They divided my garments among themselves, and they cast lots for my clothing. Therefore the soldiers did these things. Now beside the cross of Jesus stood his mother's sister, Mary the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. So when Jesus saw his mother, and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold, your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Behold, your mother." And from that hour the disciple took her into his own household. After this, Jesus, knowing that all things had already been accomplished, in order that the scripture would be fulfilled, said, "I am thirsty." A jar full of sour wine was standing there. So they put a sponge full of the sour wine on a branch of hyssop, and brought it up to his mouth. Therefore, when Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, "It is finished." And he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. Now then, since it was the day of preparation to prevent the bodies from remaining on the cross on the Sabbath, for the Sabbath was a high day, the Jews requested of Pilate that their legs be broken, and the bodies be taken away. So the soldiers came out and broke the legs of the first man, and of the other who was crucified with him. But after they came to Jesus, when they saw that he was already dead, they did not break his legs. Yet one of the soldiers pierced his side with a spear, and immediately blood and water came out. And he who has seen has testified, and his testimony is true, and he knows that he is telling the truth, so that you may also believe. For these things took place so that scripture would be fulfilled, "Not a bone of him shall be broken." And again another scripture says, "They will look at him who they pierced." Now after these things, Joseph of Arimathea, being a disciple of Jesus, but a secret one for fear of the Jews, requested of Pilate that he might take away the body of Jesus, and Pilate granted permission. So he came and took away his body. Nicodemus, who had first come to him by night, also came, bringing a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 100 litres weight. So they took the body of Jesus and bound it in linen wrappings with the spices, as is the burial custom of the Jews. Now in the place where he was crucified there was a garden, and in the garden was a new tomb in which no one had yet been laid. Therefore, because of the Jewish day of preparation, since the tomb was nearby, they laid Jesus there. Revelation 20. Then I saw an angel coming down from heaven, holding the key of the abyss and a great chain in his hand. And he took hold of the dragon, the serpent of old, who is the devil and Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years. And he threw him into the abyss, and shut it and sealed it over him, so that he would not deceive the nations any longer, until 1,000 years were completed. After these things he must be released for a short time. Then I saw the thrones, and they sat on them, and judgment was given to them. And I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded because of their testimony of Jesus, and because of the word of God, and those who had not worshipped the beast or his image, and had not received the mark on their foreheads and on their hands. And they came to life and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. The rest of the dead did not come to life until 1,000 years were completed. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is the one who has a part in the first resurrection. Over these, the second death has no power. But they will be priests of God and of Christ, and will reign with him for 1,000 years. When 1,000 years are completed, Satan will be released from his prison, and will come out to deceive the nations which are at the four corners of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together for the war. The number of them is like the sand of the seashore. And they came up on the broad plain of the earth, and surrounded the camp of the saints and the beloved city. And fire came down from heaven and devoured them. And the devil who deceived them was thrown into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are also, and they will be tormented day and night forever and ever. Then I saw a great white throne, and him who sat upon it, from whose presence the earth and heaven fled, and no place was found for them. And I saw the dead, the great and the small, standing before the throne, and books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged from the things which were written in the books, according to their deeds. And the sea gave up the dead who were in it, and death and Hades gave up the dead who were in them, and they were judged, each one of them according to their deeds. Then death and Hades were thrown into the lake of fire. This is the second death, the lake of fire. And if anyone's name was not found written in the book of life, he was thrown into the lake of fire. Proverbs 31, 1 through 9. The words of King Lemuel, the pronouncement which his mother taught him. What, my son? And what, son of my womb? And what, son of my vows? Do not give your strength to women, or your ways to that which destroy kings. It is not for kings, Lemuel. It is not for kings to drink wine, or for rulers to desire intoxicating drink. Otherwise they will drink and forget what is decreed, and pervert the rights of all the needy. Give intoxicating drink to one who is perishing, and wine to another whose life is bitter. Let him drink and forget his poverty, and remember his trouble no more. Open your mouth for the people who cannot speak, for the rights of all the unfortunate. Open your mouth, judge righteously, and defend the rights of the poor and needy. Psalm 148. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise him, all angels. Praise him, all heavenly armies. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all stars of light. Praise him, highest heavens, and the waters that are above the heavens. They are to praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded and they were created. He has also established them forever and ever. He has made a decree, and it will not pass away. Praise the Lord from the earth, sea monsters and all ocean depths, fire and hail, snow and clouds, stormy wind, fulfilling his word. Mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars, animals and all cattle, crawling things and winged fowl, kings of the earth and all peoples, rulers and all judges of the earth, both young men and virgins, old men and children. They are to praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His majesty is above earth and heaven, and he has lifted up a horn for his people. Praise for all his godly ones, for the sons of Israel, a people near to him. Praise the Lord.